Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm here today with my life jacket on because up north the businesses are suffering badly from the recession. And lately, with the word of the Northern Pass, we've been at risk of going underwater. And so hence I've been wearing my life jacket wherever possible. I've learned a lot through this process. I learned a lot of history. One of the things I learned was that the live free or die phrase that we've heard had a trailing phrase when it was first presented by General John Stark back in 1809. He was invited to a post-Revolutionary War gathering, and he wrote it as a toast to be delivered in his absence at the Battle of Bennington over in Vermont. It was a commemorative gathering, and that read in full, "Live free or die, death is not the worst of all evils." I didn't know that, so I learned a lot about that, and then I thought a lot about it. Stark was suggesting that life under the brutal thumb of British rule would, for him, have been a fate worse than death. And he was paying tribute to all the patriots who died protecting our fledgling country's rights, one of those being the right to own and protect private property. Article 2 of our New Hampshire Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is entitled Natural Rights. This provides for specifically the acquiring and possessing and protecting of property. And for many citizens, having their property taken from them, especially by their very own government using eminent domain, could rise in some cases to a fate worse than death. Men have been known to give up their lives for much less. Article 2A of the Bill of Rights also allows citizens to bear arms in defense of their property. Those rights provided under Articles 2 and 2A provide the underpinnings, the very basic underpinnings of our state's motto, live free or die. Then moving to Article 12 of our New Hampshire Bill of Rights, this says that there are some circumstances when government can take a man's property, but only for public use. We all know that. It took a bizarre case in Connecticut to underline just how dangerous wording like that is. In 2005, Kelo versus the City of New London upheld the taking of a parcel of private property by a municipality for private economic purposes. New Hampshire acted very swiftly following that verdict, and in 2006, our state, by an 85% plurality, 85%, how do you get 85% of the people to agree on anything? Well, they did. And they added Amendment 12A to our state's constitution, saying that eminent domain can't be used for private development or other private use of private property. 42 other states across the country adopted similar wording in their own constitutions. Now, let's look at House Bill 648 and why passage of this bill is necessary. RSA 371.1, as it is currently on the books, allows a public utility to get approval from the New Hampshire PUC to take private land for a power line, amongst other things. Any entity that owns or wants to own and build a transmission line can fairly easily gain public utility status. I think the folks in the PUC would admit that that's not a very hard thing to get these days. RSA 371.1, strictly interpreted, does currently require that a public utility show that there is a need for that transmission line or show that a line adds to the electrical grid system reliability in order to seek the use of eminent domain. Now, system reliability. A lot of questions today. What is that? What does that mean? Well, I think system reliability is one of those things that you know when you see it. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, flies like a duck, it's probably a duck. And clearly, in the process of getting approval for electrical lines, the ISO New England people get involved, and they are the ones that determine what system reliability is. Not much longer. This fact is clearly contrary to the intent of Article 12A of our Constitution. Bill 648 introduces the concept of system reliability to the discussion of eminent domain, and the passage of 648 will amend and clarify 371.1 to require that any transmission line developer who wishes to use eminent domain has to prove that the transmission line is necessary, because the system absent that line is not reliable. Simple. Put another way, and in the context of the issue that has been the catalyst for bringing House Bill 648 to this floor for discussion, for Northern Pass or any other similar private transmission line to use eminent domain, to seize property for its project use under 371.1, as amended by the passage of House Bill 648, which we're hoping you do, the project must demonstrate to everybody's satisfaction that the power lines are necessary for the reliability of New Hampshire's electrical transmission system as defined by ISO New England. In New England and in New Hampshire, ISO New England is the entity that determines whether or not any given part or all of the electrical grid is systemically reliable. Specifically, with respect to New Hampshire, ISO New England has not yet made a determination that the proposed Northern Pass is needed for system reliability. Likewise, the New Hampshire PUC has not yet determined that the power from Hydro-Quebec is needed for system reliability, and it so testified at the hearing on House Bill 648 when it was recently before the House of Representatives. I have heard some things slightly different today which worry me. The bottom line is that the Northern Pass is currently structured, is not a public utility, and its power has not been shown to be needed by our region for system reliability. Under these circumstances, Northern Pass and all other projects that fail to meet the criteria of being needed for system reliability upon passage of House Bill 648 would clearly not be entitled to the privilege of using eminent domain to take property for privately funded transmission lines. One last comment. With New Hampshire already producing 88% more power than its citizens are using, and with energy consumption falling year after year here in New Hampshire and across this country, the construction of privately funded, privately owned, for-profit transmission lines, especially the ones that seek to usurp private property rights by using eminent domain, is un-American, unnecessary, and unwelcome here in the Granite State.
Thank you, Mr. Mullen.
And thank you.
If you submit your testimony, if you submit your written testimony, we're happy to receive that if you haven't already sent it in to us.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have it with me. Thank you.